Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian Amber Boyens from Immun Nutrition right here in Madison, whom we saw in the Dragon Fest parade.
That's right.
And she's also up at Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're kind of doubled up as Q92 and Immun Nutrition, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. We like to promote Taco Tuesday during the parade.
Right.
And shout out to my husband who put our float together this year.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did.
Yep.
Superhero theme.
I think he kind of likes that.
Yeah.
Yep. The radio blaring Q92 on top and everything. So.
Yes, it did.
Yep.
So long after the parade.
Yes, entertaining everyone around the area. Well, we're going to talk about a very interesting topic today.
As always.
Yes, I'm sure it will be anyway, because it's a subject that I like to talk about every once in a while. And that's dill.
Do you?
I don't remember ever talking about dill.
I don't think you have.
I just thought I'd give you a good intro there.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe after today you'll talk about dill a little bit more.
That's right.
You'll have
I'm waiting to
fun
be
facts.
Inspired.
There
yes.
we go. Well, I hope today does it.
All right.
So dill, it's one of those things that a lot of people have growing in their garden. It's a more familiar herb. Most of us have eaten a dill pickle or a dill dip. A lot of people tend to like dill. So I thought let's talk about what it does for our body and where it comes from and all of that. Now, I will say, in fairness, I've already killed the dill in my backyard. So I'm not here as a horticultural expert on dill. But we will talk about how you can use it in your food if you're keeping it alive or going to the farmer's markets or any of that. So the word dill actually stems from the Norse word dilla. Did you know that?
I wasn't familiar with that.
There we go. And dilla means lull or soothe. So dill actually has a really, really interesting, rich history in being used medicinally for thousands of years. And that tends to be the case for a lot of the herbs that we eat and that we find in dips and put on our foods and all of that now that we use for flavor. They certainly use it for flavor as well. In fact, one of the things that dill seeds were historically used for was to keep in people's pockets during long church services to chew on, or to keep kids quiet during long church services for kids to chew on.
Beats tobacco, I suppose.
That's right. So both the leaves and the seeds for dill are edible, and they've been used in a lot of different cultures over the years. They're native to the Mediterranean region, so we see dill used a lot in tzatziki sauces and things like that, and Mediterranean foods. But it grows really well in Minnesota summers. So rich in a lot of nutritional components, although we tend to eat really small quantities, we don't get a lot of nutrition out of it. Although if you're using extracts or the essential oil and different things, sometimes it gets a little more concentrated. But when we look back to see how long it's been used for these medicinal reasons, it was used in ancient Greece as a cure for headaches and stomach aches. Dill seeds were found in the tomb of an Egyptian pharaoh who was in power around 1400 BCE. Romans considered it a good luck symbol and also used it on warriors to fight off infections, so for antibacterial reasons. So they'd cover their body in dill or wear dill both to prevent infection and hopefully for good luck. And it has been known when we've looked at research, dill does have the ability to contribute to stopping the growth of E. coli and streptococcus and some other things like that that are things we don't necessarily want to have entering into our bodies. So it's been used for stomach problems, insomnia, even to improve lactation and breastfeeding, gripe water, which a lot of parents have tried in an effort to help soothe their babies, was traditionally made with dill seed oil. So this was an herb that has been used for millennia, that's been used for a number of different things. We don't necessarily have the research to support all of that being fully true. However, like I'll reiterate probably again here at the end, you know, it's not about having these massive quantities of any herb or food at one time. It's about what our habits look like over time. So even though, you know, dill contains vitamin C, little bits of vitamin A, manganese, a whole bunch of anti-inflammatory compounds. Each time we eat it, we're getting a very small amount, but that very small amount from a lot of different things is what adds up to long-term overall health, prevention of chronic disease, all of those kinds of things. And dill is pretty tasty. So if we can get a little bit of nutritional benefit from it when we're putting it into our foods and also get a load of flavor, it's a great thing. So like I mentioned, it's traditionally been used to ease indigestion, gas, bloating. There's some research to suggest that it might help relax some of our digestive muscles and support more normal digestion. We even have some newer research, small studies that have looked at dill's effects on cholesterol and blood sugar. So one of the things that we have seen improve with dill intake is our LDL cholesterol, so a reduction in LDL. Now, this isn't a replacement for other dietary and lifestyle habits. It's not a replacement for medication if you need that medication. But again, another thing to add into your toolbox, to put into that kind of traditional or typical day, I should say, you know, why not, right? And it helps reduce sodium. Anytime we add herbs into our food, we add flavor. A little bit of salt goes a long way in enhancing that flavor, but we can reduce our salt intake pretty drastically by using herbs like dill. So easy ways to use dill. Now, dill is most effective nutritionally and flavor-wise if it's not cooked. So when we cook dill, we tend to lose some of the nutritional benefit from it, and we tend to lose some of the flavor too. So adding it fresh into dips, into cottage cheese, into potato salads, egg salads, tuna salad, adding it into our scrambled eggs or omelets, adding it into a sauce that we can put over salmon or chicken or pork or something like that, all wonderful. If you are looking for some recipes, some things that you can look up and explore a little bit would be like dill pickle hummus, dill and maple roasted carrots, a cucumber yogurt sauce with mint and dill, sheet pan salmon with radishes, pickled celery, fridge pickles, a cucumber and radish salad. All of those veggies, especially cucumbers, which are starting to grow now too. Lots of stuff we can do with cucumber and dill besides just pickles or fridge pickles, but lots of great options.
I like to grind it up in a blender with my chickpeas.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the dill pickle hummus.
There you go.
A little tahini, yeah, and olive oil, and you're good to go.
I'll have to try that.
You should try it.
Not even try. I have a blender. I'll have to say, look.
You do have a blender.
Oh, do I? Okay. Okay. Yes, I do.
You do. Yes. Then you can dip your cucumbers. I know your garden that you work so hard to take care of all summer has some cucumbers growing in it right now. So
it does. It does. It does. I mean, it does. Yes.
I drove into your driveway.
It's good to know.
Handed a cucumber the other day. So
there you go. Your mother's handing out vegetables.
That's right. Just drive up to the Meyer house
like
and
neighborhood farmers market. So. All right. Sounds good. I was doing a little research on dill here.
Yes.
Did you know that in Greek mythology, there was a guy by the name of Anethus, who, much like the poppy and the daffodil, belonged to the beautiful youth. It was transformed into plants bearing their names, and he was transformed into a dill.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's right, Anethus. And then in ancient Greece, Anethum was seen by many doctors as a suitable herb for use in cures and remedies, especially epilepsy.
Well, there we go. I didn't know that.
So, all right. So there, that's my contribution to the dill discussion today.
I appreciate that. Yes. And dill comes, a lot of people don't know this, dill comes from the same family as carrots. It's often called the carrot family or the parsley family, but horticulturally, they're in the same family. Loads of nutrition in that family.
Parsley family. I used to watch that on TV.
Did you have a good show from the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, little band.
Yeah, with that. Well, if anybody wants more information on dill,
yeah,
or Greek mythology, or any of that kind of
any
thing.
Any of it, yeah. Yes.
Where can they find you?
Well, if you're looking for ways to use dill, you can reach me at up at the care center or up at the clinic here in Madison. You just call 598-7551. They'll schedule a visit with me, and we can talk about whether dill is appropriate or what other herbs or diet changes or any of that might be beneficial for you. You can find me online. Reach out to me there at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Facebook at imunutrition. Call here to the radio station, and you can give them contacts for people to help them grow their dill, and also to me to help them use their dill.
That's right. Or if you have excess dill, I know from time to time we've had it on the rummage report. So
there we go. Absolutely.
You don't get too much, and they're looking for a home.
That's right. So Listen for not just dill, but all those other things that people are growing and
need
to get rid of.
If you have dill you'd like to share, call us and we'll put it on for you.
There you go.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, interesting topic today.
Thank you.
Dill. Who'd have thunk it?
I can't wait to hear about the dill pickle hummus that you make this week.
Yeah, I'll get some ready for you.
There we go.
All right. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
It's another Taco Tuesday on Q92.